Hello and welcome everyone. This is the English service of the Sudan Radio Service with edition on environment. I'm Lokoya Reokej. Today we focus on environmental pollution. Just stay with us.
Sudan Radio Service, live on environment.
One can define environment briefly as our surroundings. Those surroundings include water, air, plants, animals and human beings, mountains and soil. But how is our environment being maintained with an increasing human population and its demand here in Juba? And more in question is, what are the challenges in maintaining a healthy environment? We shall hear more from many concerned citizens and authorities from various parts of Juba.
Sudan Radio Service, live on environment.
Omon Johnson Okwi is the student at the University of Juba and also a resident of Atalabara. He believes environmental pollution is a result of human activities. What are those activities? He emphasized that in his residential areas, plastic waste is a big problem.
Now, I take for instance our location at Atalabara here. You'll find that really the soil is being misused by man. Because if you move around, you see lots of metals which are really being deposited anyhow.
In
the wrong place. So this poor disposal actually has caused a lot of contamination, because first of all, we know that metal cannot rot, and therefore once it's buried down there, you'll find that the whole soil will not be actually accommodated with all its component that it wants. Secondly, there are some non-biodegradable substance just as plastics, including this Rwenzori and Yanjom, these plastics that actually are being produced by industries. They cannot rot, and many of them are spread, especially in the town of Juba. Almost you'll find that every area is covered up with those plastics. This plastic block many things, and it leads to killing of living organisms even in the soil.
How does his family manage their waste? Johnson is from a family of six. They have a shelter and a pit latrine. But where does the family dispose the plastic pollutant papers, the remains of vegetables, and leftover food? And then, what happened to the disposed rubbish?
At home there, normally when we gather some rubbish around, of course we have nowhere to dispose them immediately, since there's no rubbish pit. As a matter of plot problem and so on, we normally gather them in a sack and we put them along the main street road, just that in case the vehicle that gathers the rubbish came across, they normally pick it and take it.
I caught up with Opio Jackson Alex of Munich at a football field. He was wondering why people defecate around the field.
Most people here in Juba, especially Juba town or around Juba generally, they lack latrines at home. So you find somebody may stay the whole day, there's nowhere you can go and help him or herself. Reaching and I now, they tend to take the advantage of the field. Especially when you check around Buluk, Midan Buluk. So where you get this area, people always, all people who are staying around don't have latrines at home. So they're using the playing pitch as a their latrines at night. That's why cholera is sometimes common here in Juba. It is because of in just a way. So they should at least make their own latrines at home than using public playing grounds as their place for helping themselves. And this was very common in 2006 to 2007. Special area, when you check around area, this one, Seventh-day Adventist, that area was mostly frequently affected by cholera, simply because people were taking that area around where it is now being put as a place for fire brigade. That was an open place for people to go and help themselves. So this way, cholera always tend to, always sometime it used to occur in that place.